So take a beautiful, nourishing, conscious, loving breath. Bring your awareness into your center of your being, into your heart, into your energetic source, into your light, from your light, from your love, from your compassion, from your benevolence, your kindness, your beauty, your divinity, your soul self, all that is benevolent and beautiful that intuitively comes to you now. Simply allow yourself to open, to receive, to know, to understand, and to feel more of the unconditional love that you are, and that you are 24/7 connected with Spirit. And we are meeting again here in this small room for our fourth day in this beautiful, beautiful family of old souls, to create space, to hold space, and to know more of ourselves and know one another. Take another breath. You're invited to just gently hum. DNA layer one. Cryon's meaning is the tree of life. It is the biological layer, the double helix layer, and it is part of the grounding group layers. In Hebrew, it is pronounced Ketel Etz Chaim. Ketel Etz Chaim. Ketel Etz Chaim. DNA layer two. In Cryon's meaning, it is the divine blueprint of law, the life lesson layer, and again, part of the grounding group layers. In Hebrew, it is pronounced Torah Eser Sfirot. Torah Eser Sfirot. Torah Eser Sfirot. Beautiful. DNA layer three. Cryon's meaning, it's the ascension and activation layer. And again, part of the grounding group layers. And it is the layer that describes beautifully in scripture the ascension of Elijah that was reported by his understudy Elisha when he saw his master. Rather than going up to the heavens, or the heavens carrying him, it was from within him that he created the ascension process. And in Hebrew, it is Netzach Merkava Eliyahu. Netzach Merkava Eliyahu. Netzach Merkava Eliyahu, and represents your vehicle of light, your Merkava, which is ancient than Hebrew. And Merkava is a combination of three words from ancient Egyptian. Mer is light. Ka is spirit. And Ba is the soul. So it's the merging of those three that come together and create our vehicle of light. DNA layer 4 and 5 are strung together as one. And they represent the light and power and core crystal energy. And they are part of the angelic name layers and the human divine group. They really represent our cosmic family, our connection to the stars, to our source, to our seed family. In Hebrew, Urim Vetumim Aleph Etz Adonai. Urim Vetumim Aleph Etz Adonai. Urim Vetumim Aleph Etz Adonai. DNA layer 6, which stands in the midway of all the 12 layers of DNA, and one of the highest, if not the highest, according to Kryon, of sacredness. It is the layer that name that spoke to that God, Spirit, or Divine Celestial Star Mother Being spoke to Moses, that he described as the burning bush. But with his consciousness then, that's the only way he could tell what he saw. And when Moses was on Mount Sinai, and he asked Spirit, or asked the Being, "Who are you?" it answered back, from scripture, "I am that I am," which is not the exact translation, but as close as possible to the original, and is the prayer and communication layer. In Hebrew, Eheye Asher Eheye. I always was, I always am, and I always will be in this internal, infinite presence of your soul. Eheye Asher Eheye. Eheye Asher Eheye. DNA layer 7. DNA layer 7 is also part of the seed that was given by the Star Mothers in Lemuria. And it represents revealed divinity, your DNA home language, and an extra dimensional sense layer, and part of the Lemurian group layers. In Hebrew, Keduma Elohim, which literally translate to ancient gods. Elohim is not one god, it's many gods. Keduma Elohim. In Lemurian, channeled from Kryon's, Oha Yahi Maru. Oha Yai Maru. Keduma Elohim. DNA layer 8 is also a Lemurian layer. Cryon's meaning, riders of the light and master Akashic record. It is the wisdom and responsibility layer and part of the Lemurian group. In Lemurian, it's Aki Yai Fractus. Aki Yai Fractus. In Hebrew, Rochev Ba'aravot, which means riders of the light. It's when sometimes Cryon channels and describes how we can ride the cosmic confluences of light or energies to be anywhere in the universe. We have that in us, each one of us. Rochev ba'aravot. Rochev ba'aravot. Rochev ba'aravot. And one of the most profound layers, DNA layer 9, which you will experience far deeper in the green mist, is the flame of expansion, the violet flame of Saint Germain, the intelligent human healing layer, and still part of the Lemurian group. In Hebrew, it's one of the highest, most sacred words of God, Shechina Esh. Shechina Esh. Shechina Esh. DNA layer 10. DNA layer 10 represents the call to divinity and the recognition of God in you. It's the divine source of existence layer and part of the God group layers. And it has one word in Hebrew, Vayikra. 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 Which literally means the call. Vayikra. And we come to DNA layer 11. DNA layer 11 represents the wisdom of the divine feminine, a pure compassion and mother layer. And again, part of the God group layers. And when the layers was first channeled, it has three words, and the last word, for years, I couldn't really figure out how it relates to Hebrew. And later on, after some years, we asked Cryon why doesn't it fit into the Hebrew language. There were similar words, but it wasn't close, because the last word, then when Cryon revealed, was the name of the first grand star Pleiadian mother, grandmother star, who has given birth to the first human or humans with divine consciousness, with the ability to choose between darkness and light. And the last word, his, her name. In Hebrew, it is Chochmah, wisdom, Micha. Micha is the name of a prophet in Hebrew. It is the name of a male prophet, but in Hebrew, every word in biblical context has a deeper meaning spiritually. And Micha means who is like God. And the last word is Elilihu. That is the name of the Grand Star Mother. So it's the wisdom of who is like God, of Elilihu. Chochmah Micha Elilihu. Chochmah Micha Elilihu. And the final layer, DNA layer 12, represents God, Creator, Almighty God, and the God within us. God essence within the human and part of the God layers. And in Hebrew, one of the highest sacred names of God, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Shaddai. El means God. Shaddai, the power, the grandness, the glory of God, which is each and every one of us. With the peace of God within us. The song in Hebrew is, I'll say the words and just give you a brief translation. Eli, Eli, O God, Shelo Igamer Leolam, may it never end. Achol Ve'ayam, the sand and the ocean. Rishrush el amayim, the rustle of the water. Berak ha-shamayim, the brilliance of the sky. Tfilat ha-adam, the prayer of man, of humans. So it's a prayer that you can feel into your hearts. Eli, Eli, Shelo igamer leholam, achol ve'ayam, rishrush el amayim, ve'herak ha-shamayim, tfilat ha-adam. Achol ve'ayam, rishrush el amayim, ve'rak ha-shamayim, tfilat ha-adam. Eli, Eli, shelo igamer leolam, achol ve'ayam, rishrush el amayim, ve'rak ha-shamayim, tfilat ha-adam. Achol ve'ayam, rishrush el amayim, ve'rak ha-shamayim, tfilat ha-adam. Toda, thank you. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot. Take a breath and relax more. Come back or stay.